opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Let's go around the NFL here on In the Loop. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. But a lot going on, including this story that just made its way to the public from Najee Harris's agent, who said he suffered an eye injury from a fireworks incident on July 4th. Fortunately, it wasn't as bad as, you know, JPP in years past. He's going to be okay, but pretty scary, an eye injury in a fireworks episode for Najee Harris.
Yeah, I definitely want to know what the details were on this, because not only, apparently there was injuries to multiple people. One person lost fingers in the incident.
Oh, geez.
And so this was very much like, you know how people do these concoctions, you know, these bundles of fireworks and all this other stuff. Who knows? How bad it was, and I have my doubts on Najee Harris and the eye injury, et cetera. Anyway, let's get to the rest of around the NFL. But we were bragging about Jesse Watt and the event that's coming up real quick. I actually did a lap around the building trying to find you. You're just avoiding everyone.
I'm so sorry. I really was hiding.
So we're all involved and trying to help. With the Hill Country flooding, and we know, you know, to flood, to text flood,
yeah,
to 20357. But you got something else going on.
Yeah, so No Label Brewing Company, which is out in Katy, and they're like a family friendly. They've got a little playground for the kids at the brewery, which is great because the playground's like on the other side of the brewery,
just
so the kids
go.
Are like,
yeah, let
you
them
won't
go.
Even hear the screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
But starting today, I think it starts at noon, but we're going to be there at 5 o'clock. There's a huge raffle going on. $1 for every beer poured is going back to the victims in Kerrville. And the raffle is crazy. Y'all even helped out. Y'all donated some Texans merch,
mm-hmm.
which like 5 years ago, Parker was saying probably wouldn't have been that cool. But now we're out. Like, hey, Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. We got to give away some tickets to The Weeknd. The Bull got some like Kenny Chesney signed stuff. It's crazy.
Is that that guitar? What's that guitar?
That's part of the reason I was hiding. I don't want anyone to take the guitar. That was signed by all 10-man jam artists.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be raffled?
It's all going to be raffled. And I was reading online, they're even doing like, there's flooring companies getting involved, stuff for your house. Basically, anyone that owns a business is like, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, that is, and it's noon until midnight.
Midnight.
5 p.m. to midnight for us.
Yep. We're going to be out there. You'll see the big Mix 96.5 tent. And yeah, it's just going to be a great time. So you might as well stop by, say hi, do a little free babysitting with the
And it's a cool place. I've actually seen it. I've gone there. I haven't gone there per se, but I've been going by there a lot. And it's old Katy, right? Isn't it in Old Katy? Or it's in Katy area.
John, you were looking at the most directionally challenged. I don't even know what direction I'm facing right now. I don't know where Katy is. Come on. What Target is it by?
Well, okay, there is a Target out there.
See, now we're talking my language. Now we'll know where we are. It's in Katy, and that's all I need to know.
So lots of raffles.
Tons of raffles. And it's $20 for a raffle ticket, but you can also just bring a donation. So if you bring like diapers, hygiene stuff, bleach, cleaning products, you'll just get a free raffle ticket with that too.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Head on out there this evening. No Label Brewing.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I know you have a big day, so we're going to let you go.
So you're
going to
go
back to
home. You're going to be there till midnight.
Sweating.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely sweating.
I might pull up around 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Just to kind of
see how it's going.
You're buying beer then,
Figgy.
From the guy saying his 9 p.m. interview the other night was too late.
Yeah.
Figgy's in a robe and his house slippers
it's
by
the weekend,
6.
Though.
Yeah, come on, Figgy.
Did we miss any raffle items that you want to make sure and mention? Those are some good ones.
Okay, the list is so long. So if you text that word flood, F-L-O-O-D, to 20357, it'll send you a link back and you can actually see on there all the auction items if you want to go through and see if you want some text and stuff or you need your floors to be cleaned.
Okay. That covers the gamut.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
appreciate
thank you
it.
For what you're doing.
Back to sports.
Yeah. All right, back to sports. Back to guys blowing off their fingers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, I know. Najee Harris's friend's going to need some help as well.
But isn't that something, I mean, the fascination with the fireworks, and it's not just, hey, let's blow off some fireworks. Let's bundle all these together and see what happens.
I know it. My buddies and I, we had a close call when I think I was still in high school, and I said, okay, that's it. Like, I'm done with fireworks. This is not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have y'all been around people that were just so irresponsible with fireworks, man?
Yes.
Like, back in the day, we used to, I ain't saying we. I didn't used to do this, but I had friends who had the bottle rockets. Mm-hmm. And used to just put them on the ground, and then they used to just fire off.
Oh,
like off at people.
Me and my friends used to throw them at each other.
Yeah, that too. And then I think the Roman candles. Yeah, the people be having fights with those.
My jacket caught on fire one year. It was my future brother-in-law. He was like, ho, of course drunk. And he pointed at me, and it actually hit me in the rib cage, and my jacket caught on fire.
Dang.
Take it off and step on it.
Yeah. Nah, people be having the Roman candle fire, those fights.
Yeah.
It be looking like a doggone Star Wars scene, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Fortunately, Najee Harris is okay, even though he suffered an eye injury, but one of his friends evidently seemed to maybe have lost a couple fingers.
Mm-hmm.
John Metchie was talking about this new Texans offense. You know, we've been trying to figure out or wonder, what are things going to look like when they take the field? This was via Texans radio. And here's what Metchie said in regards to the current offense under Nick Haley.
It's good. It's good. I relate to it a lot. I like it. It's very similar to an offense I had in with Bill O'Brien at Alabama my last year. And a little bit of that Sark offense, too, because of the West Coast. So it's been pretty good for us to adjust to it. It's been pretty easy. It's fun for the receivers. It's our type of offense for sure. It gives a lot of power to the offensive players, you know, a lot of trust with the offensive players. So we've been enjoying it.
All right. So before everybody starts screaming into the night, because Bill O'Brien was mentioned, let's clarify this a little bit. I actually like this. I like what he had to say.
Wait, what?
And I'm the biggest Bill O'Brien critic, as you'll ever find. But that was Bill O'Brien here. That was Bill O'Brien, the coach. That was Bill O'Brien, the inflexible guy that said, hey, we did it in New England. Yeah, your quarterback was different. I think the concept is what he's talking about, the concept of that offense. And so just because he mentioned Bill O'Brien, don't go screaming into the night. I've been saying, we've been saying, and I'm more convinced than ever, this is going to be a New England Patriots-styled offense. The biggest difference, Luke, is you've got a quarterback that can probably run it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't mind that comparison. And what I really liked about that was he said with a little bit of Sark West Coast. Well, it's really, you know, obviously it's L.A. Rams. It's Sean McVay, you know, stuff. So I could see where they go heavy, heavy, rely on C.J. Stroud, which, by the way, he said as much. I wanted control. I'm getting control. So I don't mind this. It's just anytime you hear Bill O'Brien, you're like,
it's very triggering.
So what I got from that, what you just said, is you wouldn't mind Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator in the future.
I did not say that.
It sounded like you were saying that.
No, I think the concept is what this quarterback and this team has kind of been looking for. But with a little twist, I like that.
I also think it's good for John Metchie to have that familiarity or to feel like he's familiar with this new offense. And especially because I think that wide receiver room, as we get closer towards week one, is going to be really interesting. I looked it up. They broke camp last year. They started the season with 7 wide receivers. And if you look at this team now, I mean, you assume Kirk, Nico, Higgins, and Jalen have four spots. And then, you know, you're thinking like Braxton Berrios for special teams, mm-hmm. Justin Watson. And if that's the case, both those guys make it, then maybe only one spot's available for Hutchinson and or Mechie. So figuring out who's going to be in that wide receiver room, I think, is going to be interesting to see in the coming weeks, 6 weeks here. And for John Mechie to have what feels like some familiarity with the offense certainly will could help his case.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, what are we, 12 days from training camp?
11, right?
11
yeah.
days
It's the 22nd,
camp?
I think.
Maybe.
11 days.
Here we go.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting comments there from John Mechie. Hey, ESPN, we don't need to spend, we're not going to, I threw this in here because we don't need to do a whole segment on it, but ESPN did the top tight end rankings today. We've been going through this each day of this week of the top position groups. Unfortunately, Dalton Schultz did not make it.
Oh, man.
He was not in the top 17. If you include, yeah. If you include the top 10 and then the honorable mention, that's 17 names. Schultz was not in there. He was number 10 on last year's list.
Right.
But not in the top 17. Now, he's at the very bottom as others who received votes. So maybe he was technically ranked as the 18th best tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the top 17. Was 10 last year. I guess the question would be, in order for this offense to be good, like how much growth or improvement do we need to see from Schultz or just that tight end position in general?
Enormous. And maybe it's not Schultz, like you're talking about tight end position in general. Maybe it's Cade Stover. And they're putting a lot on Cade Stover because there's some high hopes there in terms of the tight end position. Obviously, they know that Dalton Schultz can play better, but he hasn't. And, you know, I don't know what the expectation is. They drafted one late in Luke Lachey. I don't know what your expectation could be there.
Yeah.
It kind of points to Cade Stover and maybe a little dash of Brevin Jordan, you know, at some point. But not surprised, and nor should they be, or have they done anything to be deserving in that top 15 to 17.
And I've been on this the last couple of weeks after George Kittle made these comments about, like, go back and look at the Super Bowl winners and see that in the last 10, 15 years they've all had good tight ends. And I kind of dawned on me the importance of the tight end position that even I think I've been undervaluing.
Mm-hmm.
The top seven of the top nine on this list were in the playoffs last year, so I do think it's important to have you know, that good tight end play. You look at Gronk for the Patriots and Kittle for the Niners and Kelsey for the Chiefs and even Dallas Goedert for the Eagles here in recent years. The most successful teams, the Bills and the Ravens last year, driven by their tight ends, two tight ends. So these tight ends are important, and the Texans need to be better at that position this year compared to what they had last year for this offense to really hum. Maybe a surprise, Brock Bowers was number one on this list ahead of some of those bigger names.
He's so good.
He is very good.
Maybe a little bit of a surprise that he's number one ahead of, like, Laporta and Kittle. Kelsey was number five.
Let me find him. Kittle was two. Yeah, Kelsey was five.
Yeah, I think Laporta and Bowers and Kittle are probably the best in the game right now.
And Brock Bowers, by the way, first player to be ranked number one at his position, for any position, after his rookie year since they've been doing this, ranking at ESPN. So speaks to how much they like him there at the tight end position. There's a handful of good tight ends. Unfortunately, Schultz not in the top 10. Last thing I wanted to get to here around the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, sometimes he does things that I realize, like, you know what, we could be friends. Because I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but every once in a while he wins me over. And I do really like this. We don't have to play the audio. You could go find it on Twitter. Because I ranted against autograph hounds on this very show a couple weeks ago. And I loved Rodgers was signing autographs at a golf tournament. One guy was asking him for his autograph, and Rodgers was asking him questions about his career or about the Packers to test if he truly was a fan. And the guy didn't know the answers, so he said, like, I'm not signing for you. You're an autograph hound. And they were going back and forth, and the autograph hound was cordial. He wasn't being a jerk, but he was also kind of frustrated Rodgers wasn't going to sign for him. Anyways, I love this. These guys are the worst that just get autographs and then turn around and sell them. Rodgers was signing. He was signing for the actual kids there and the people who seemed to actually be a fan of his instead of the guy that shows up with the binder filled of trading cards to get all your autographs so he could turn around and sell them.
I'm with you 100%. I've been to many spring trainings. I'm sure you have as well. And that is an entire business. I'm sure you've seen it. Guys come exactly as you talked with a binder. And sometimes they ask other people, is that so-and-so?
Yes, right.
Because and then they pull it out of this very delicate plastic, you know, cover because they're going to resell it and they want it to be as close to pure or whatever the term is.
Yeah.
Mint is the, you know, and then sign it, put it carefully back in there, and then they go sell it. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I hate that.
It's funny because the producer that used to produce this show, Chris.
Yeah.
He was one of those. Yes. I don't think he was. I don't know if he was like selling them and all that. But
yeah,
I remember going to events. He was like, "Oh, that's so and so."
Yeah,
and he'll pull out the little baseball card or football card. He's like, "He just signed my card." He was just so happy. I'm just like, "Man, you are a nerd."
Yeah, that's right. So Roger, every once in a while, Aaron, I like some of the things you do. That was a good move. The guy didn't know the information. He's like, "I'm not signing for you. Forget it."
Yeah.
Yeah, and to your point, I've walked out of locker room or clubhouses or stadiums before, spring training stadiums, and people have asked me for my autograph.
Yeah.
Holding those, they're looking through.
And I'm like, you have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know who any of us are.
Yeah.
I'm not a player. I don't even look like it. That's around the NFL. Hey, when we come back, how would you grade the Texans' offseason with training camp just 11 days around the corner? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
How would you grade out the Texans' offseason? Because the report card is out on ESPN. We'll get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you can always join the conversation. Text the show 713-572-4610. I know it feels kind of, I guess, lazy this time of year to just lean into all these different articles that NFL.com puts out and ESPN.com puts out in the different lists and rankings and all that sort of stuff, but I always find it interesting. And ESPN, we referenced the tight end ranking last segment as we went around the NFL, but they also put out, it's their top story right now on the front page, NFL offseason grades for every team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How would you grade the Texans offseason? You can let us know in the YouTube chats, Twitch as well, or again, text the show 713-572-4610. Would you be pleased, or are you pleased at this point with what they've done this offseason? ESPN gave the Texans a B+. And that sounds good.
That's generous.
Yeah, I think
compared to most.
Yeah, no, that's really good, especially when you lose your top offensive lineman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you still get a B+.
What would you feel? What would you have given if you were the professor here?
And being as objective as possible, I don't think I could. In fact, we may have touched on this when, you know, just early on in the offseason as all this was happening. I would say C-.
Ooh.
Maybe C now after the draft. A C, not C now, but
yeah, right.
A C after the draft. I don't feel I'm being harsh. I mean, because there's so much you still have to find out about these guys.
Yeah, I think I probably would have leaned towards a C for the simple fact that you didn't. When they got rid of Laremy Tunsil, we thought they was going to replace him with somebody of value.
I had all these grand ideas.
If you feel like, who was the guy? Who was the left tackle they replaced Laremy Tunsil with?
Cam Robinson?
Robinson. Yeah. Like, if you feel like, I feel like that was a little bit underwhelming to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought during the draft, they was going to get one of these premier left tackles.
Right.
And that didn't happen. So, yeah, I would probably came away probably with a C after the draft. Because I feel like they still didn't really address the O-line like I thought they would have.
So, B+. I think they're being pretty generous. I hope they're right.
Yeah, I think so. They seem to be pretty, I guess you could say, easy graders.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably be closer to you guys with like a C. I like the teardown of the offensive line. I didn't like what they did afterwards. So in agreement with Figgy. It's like when you try to flip a home or something and you tear it down and that's all great, but then you kind of run out of the money to build it back up and then it's just sitting there. It's a bit of an eyesore and you don't
see
have
those
the
all the time.
Yeah, you ran out of funds. So you can't build it back up. So that's my concern. We'll see how it works out. B+ sounds good. Here's my other thing, though, with this whole list. That's 12th best for the NFL, which, again, also sounds good. You had the 12th best offseason.
Yeah.
That's solid. Top third of the league. My concern, and this is just ESPN's ranking, but the Ravens are ahead of them. The Bills are ahead of them. I mean, shoot, even the
just
Titans.
Just for their offseasons.
Yeah, just for the offseason.
Okay.
Even the Titans. But that's my point in that I don't know if the Texans had a good enough offseason to close the gap between them and specifically the Ravens and the Chiefs from last year. And those are the teams I still believe you have to get by if you want to win the AFC.
Yeah.
And so that's my problem where I feel almost like spinning your tires here where last year you had a good season. We know what the Ravens did. We know what happened against the Chiefs in the playoffs. And I don't think you did enough since then to get over that hump in 2025.
No, I think that's more than fair. You know, clearly the hope is, and their hope big time is, that some of these moves that, like, they didn't make the quote sexy moves, you know, the drafting the tackle with the first pick, as Figgy, you know, talked about, or the big bold signing of a big time free agent or whatever. Now I thought the Christian Kirk thing was good. We'll see. I think the Nick Chubb thing has possibilities, but those are riskier.
Those are more kicking the tires.
Yeah, those are riskier moves.
Opening day at this moment. Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
In case you were curious for their breakdown, biggest move, they, of course, said trading away Laremy Tunsil. I think everyone would say that. The move they liked the most was trading down from 25 to 34 in the draft. So, again, kind of to the point that there wasn't that big splashy. I mean, Christian Kirk was kind of the splashiest thing, or maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson. But for ESPN, the move they liked the most was moving back in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then the move they disliked the most was trading for Ed Ingram, which I can also get behind. It goes back to our conversation a moment ago about this offensive line. But, yeah, I didn't really like some of the players they brought in, a la Cam Robinson, Ed Ingram, some of these other guys to try to fill the void. But that was their breakdown on ESPN. And, of course, they talk mostly about the offensive line being the concern. But overall, still a B+, as you said, sounds pretty positive. So we're just hoping that the offensive line comes together. I've kind of compared it to, I think both of you guys are Food Network people. I'm not, but you know, I've seen enough over the shoulder of somebody over the years that I would compare it to those cooking shows where they give a cook a bunch of random ingredients and
they turn it into chopped.
And somehow they turn it into something really good. And I think that's my hope for the offensive line of, like, you have some of these random pieces, but when you put it together and you have the right chef, comes out to be something pretty good.
Boy, I have never used that analogy, and I think that is exactly what they're trying to do. Everything we talk about with the Texans, literally everything, comes back to what they're going to end up doing with this offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like the receivers, are they going to be good? Well, how's the offensive line going to be? You know, be C.J. Stroud running the offense. Well, how's the offensive line going to be? Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb, how's the offensive line going to be? Everything with this offense comes back to that, and it is the, you know, you open the chopped basket. And you see a little bit of Laken Tomlinson. You're like, wow, I didn't expect to use that, You know, that's like ginger, you know, what am I going to cook with ginger, you know, or something like that. Oh, and then you've got, you know, you open the basket and you dig around and you see a little bit of Ed Ingram and you're like, oh, wow, octopus. You know, I what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And you got to make something delicious out of that. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Or we actually call it making chicken salad out of chicken. Yeah. You know what?
That's true.
Exactly. And not that these guys don't have pelts on the wall. They all do. You know, Cam Robinson, we know he's been good. You know, obviously, just go down the line, you know, of these offensive linemen. Jared Patterson, we've known he's done some things. Trent Brown, for sure, has done some things. But in that basket, in that moment, can you make something good out of it? It all comes back down to that.
Yeah, it's interesting looking at the feedback coming in. Most people are saying it's just simply addition by subtraction, why they feel good about this offseason. 832 said, solid B. But then a bunch of other text says, addition by subtraction with Tunsil. Someone else said an A for getting rid of Slowick, Strouser, Kenyon Green, Tunsil. 713 said getting rid of Tunsil and Bobby Slowick, also getting Nick Chubb. Pretty good offseason. 832 says the coaching staff is probably the biggest move in free agency. So it is funny that at least the feedback we're seeing at the moment, Texans fans feel like, just addition by subtraction. We got rid of that Slowick guy. We got rid of Tunsil. Can't be much worse. Happy just to see them gone, and hopefully this year will be better.
There is something to addition by subtraction. Mm-hmm. We all know that. It does happen. I'm wondering if there's going to come a point in the season where we're all looking at each other going, yeah, he had a bunch of false starts, but, boy, he could sure protect the passer.
Yeah.
When you talk about Laremy Tunsil, are we going to miss that? You know,
it's fair. I am not. I've made this known many times. I'm not a Cam Robinson guy. I did not like that signing. I don't think he's very good. I think he's going to be very frustrating, kind of like Tunsil was, except doesn't have the ceiling of Tunsil.
Yeah.
So it's you might get to a point. Let's hope not. But you might get to a point like, man, I do kind of miss him.
Yeah.
You know, like that that relationship you had that, you know, despite her faults, I do kind of miss some of the things, that, the good things that were brought to the table.
Well, yeah.
Another text, best move was getting rid of Tunsil, addition by subtraction. And then Champ Slice saying, until we take that next step, there is no offseason that will push us any further, so I agree with you, is what he said. ESPN gave a B+. What sort of grade would you give? 713-572-4610. They feel pretty good about the Texans offseason. How do you feel? Let us know. When we come back, it's time for What's Poppin'. We'll let you know what's going on, including another embarrassing loss for the Mariners. We'll talk about it next in the Loop. What's poppin'? We'll let you know here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. You can text the show 713-572-4610. The Astros get back in action tonight against the Rangers. We'll talk more about that series coming up later on. 7:10 first pitch tonight. Lance McCullers on the mound for the Astros. But the Rangers, the AL West was a little wild last night. The Rangers beat the Angels in California 11-4. Nice win for the Rangers, but that was a night game on a getaway day. Angels players had previously complained about their own team playing night games on getaway days, saying, why are we playing at night and then traveling? We get in the morning. Now the Rangers were unhappy because they played a getaway day in California, had to come back here, apparently weren't going to get in until about 5 a.m. this morning. So maybe a bit of an advantage for the Astros, who didn't have to play yesterday, got to stay home, and the Rangers had to travel, you know, sort of cross-country here overnight.
Those are things that happen in every, you know, especially in baseball and the NBA. But I always feel like it's a valid argument. I really do. You've traveled with a baseball team. Mm-hmm. I've traveled with an NBA team and to a smaller degree with baseball on certain trips. It's even just for normal people, you know, that aren't.
Yeah,
putting your entire body to work in a professional environment, it's just tiring, and you're just not the same the next day. Sometimes you just have to, but I never feel like it's right.
No,
you know? Like they should be able to schedule around that.
Yeah, especially if it's your own team. Like I get the Rangers; they're on the road. Nothing you could do about it. The Angels want to do it, but the Angels are unhappy with their own team. Like, why do we keep playing night games when we have to hop on a plane afterwards and go wherever?
From California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see where they're playing this weekend, where they were traveling to. Or maybe they're not traveling in this case, but in the past, they've been unhappy, the Angels. Also, in the division last night, the Mariners, I don't know if you guys saw this, they had a no-hitter in the eighth inning, leading 5-0 in New York against the Yankees, and they end up losing 6-5. We talked about bad ways to lose baseball games the other day. That is a brutal loss.
5-0. Jazz Chisholm looked like he felt guilty for getting a hit. Did you see when he broke it up?
I didn't actually.
He broke it up, and it was a hard in the hole, kind of to the second baseman's left side between first and second base. Got a glove on it, but it went into right field. I mean, it was clearly a hit, but you know, the player had a chance to get it, but it was clearly a hit. Chisholm rounded first base. He patted Kim on the butt like, sorry, man. Like, because they thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
And he's like, I broke it up in the eighth. Yeah. Sorry, you know.
Right.
And Kim actually took it well, you know, like shoulder shrug kind of thing. And then they put a six spot up.
Yep. Did it in the ninth against Munoz, who evidently was tipping his pitches. Mm-hmm. The Yankees were signaling
their arms.
Very obvious. Cal Raleigh admitted after the game, like, yeah, he was tipping his pitches. That's become a real thing. I know we've been talking about it because the Astros-Dodgers Friday, but then there was some concerns, and maybe just because it was such an outlier that maybe Hunter Brown was tipping his pitches the other night. Now we get this case last night. A lot of pitch tipping in baseball these days. These guys said, and just got to be more careful or better. They thought the pitch com was going to remove some of this stuff, but still. So the Yankees win 6-5. Mariners get swept in New York, and the Astros, without playing yesterday, push their lead to 7 in the division.
They're watching everything. Mm-hmm. Opposing teams, no matter either side, they watch everything. And a lot of the pitch tipping, as you know, is just how they're holding their hand in the glove. And it's kind of hard. I mean, you're trying to grip the ball. You're trying to make a great pitch. And just whether your wrist is to one side or the other or whatever on certain pitches, they will find it. So you have to be perfect.
Yep, and they found it last night once the Mariners went to the bullpen. And Mariners really coughed that one up. Brutal for them. Hey, speaking of baseball, Home Run Derby field is set for Monday night in Atlanta. You have the aforementioned Jazz Chisholm, who will be part of it. Brent Rooker from the A's, Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, Byron Buxton, James Wood, the aforementioned Cal Raleigh, and then the hometown guy, Ronald Acuna Jr., will make up the field for the Home Run Derby. Are you still into the Home Run Derby? Is this one of the few All-Star related events that still has that staying power?
It is for me. I will check in on the 3-point contest in the NBA and sometimes get into it. The dunk contest to me is just jump the shark.
For sure.
You know, 100%. Something about the Home Run Derby, I still want to see the long ball, you know, chicks dig the long ball, that kind of thing. I think it's had the best staying power of all those sort of contrived events out there.
I don't think I can disagree with you. I think that's fair. The only thing I dislike is how they've toyed with the Home Run Derby, and I don't know if I even like the bracket because then it gets kind of unfair. I think they got rid of the bracket, but when they used to do like the head-to-head matchups, it'd be unfair because then this guy would hit more homers.
Right.
But then it'd be about matchups. And the other thing I don't like is I know the 10 outs could take a long time, but I'm an old school. I love the 10 outs. Instead of now, or what they've done in recent years with the time limit. And then the guy's just chucking pitches. The camera is just, you get nauseous watching it because they're trying to swing so quickly that it's like, here's a fly ball to right, here's a fly ball to left. And it's like, oh my God, what's happening here?
Yeah, I think they should take their time with it, man. Just do the 10 outs, hit a home run, acknowledge their home run. If you want to pimp it a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing, you can't even call it. You can't even see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I guess it is still the best, but I don't really like some of the changes in recent years. It'll be Monday night in Atlanta. Decent field there for you to tune in. Hey, Cooper Flagg made his summer league debut last night. Happened to be against Bronny James. And Cooper went 5-for-21 shooting the basketball. Wasn't very efficient, but scored 10 points, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 0-for-5 from beyond the arc. Here's the thing, though, with this game. Tickets were selling for over $1,000. In fact, courtside seats were going for over $3,000 to watch Cooper Flagg in the Summer League.
I'm old enough to remember going to Summer League, and it was at a gym.
Right.
And there was maybe 50 people there.
Was it even room for people in the gym?
You could lay down. you could lay down on the bleacher. It was at the old UNLV, not their main arena, their gym, their workout facility or whatever. I remember going to those, you know, this is, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and it was just like you're chatting it up with coaches and GMs, and they're just watching the game nonchalant. Now they're going for $1,000.
Yeah. The average ticket price last night for that game was $223.
I want to see who was paying to see that.
Yeah. Well, they want to see Cooper Flagg. That's it. Or Bronny.
In Summer League?
Yes, in Summer League.
You got like 4 chances to see them 2 play against each other. Well, I guess I don't know if Bronny going to play, but Yeah, I guess that might be the only time you see them play head to head.
Yeah, but it's crazy, and it's actually gonna be a pretty good weekend if you like the star power. They have Cooper Flagg's gonna play again. Dylan Harper is gonna play tomorrow, I believe. He's the number 2 overall pick. I want to say there's another one that I can't remember. One of the big names is gonna be out there. So
Rockets play tonight at 9 on ESPN. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in watching them, do you take anything away though? Like Cooper Flagg's shot 5 of 21 in his summer league debut is what I'm trying to say. Do you ever take anything away from the summer league?
Not necessarily, but you want to see what they have, and even with the 5 of 21?
Yeah, five for 21. Yeah.
I think you see that he's got it. You know, he's going to be the real deal. There's no questions, because he even said that was the worst game I played in however long. You know, but you could see he will control things. Yeah.
He tried to dunk on a dude from just inside the free throw line, and he got stuffed by the front rim. But just even seeing him being able, oh my God, he's going to have some highlights.
Yes, he is.
Speaking of basketball, we discussed Babe Ruth's apartment earlier this week with Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn trying to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Michael Jordan's former mansion in Illinois, just outside of Chicago, is now on Airbnb. Also fitting, insert your jokes for Airbnb instead of any other place where Vrbo or any other ones where you can rent it. This mansion was originally on the market for 12 years. It was finally sold in December for $9.5 million to a guy, John Cooper, who is now the one that is putting this up for rent. It's a 7.4-acre home. It has 7 bedrooms, 18 bathrooms, a movie theater, gym, cigar lounge, pool tables, saltwater aquariums, swimming pool, fishing pond, basketball court, putting green, so on and so forth. I mean, there's so much stuff. It has the front gate with Jordan's 23 on it. Here's the thing, though. To rent it on Airbnb, you have to sign an NDA. You have to sign a liability waiver. You have to pay a security deposit of $25,000. And you can't host any parties or events, and despite there being tons of bedrooms, no more than 12 people can be in the house. No pets are allowed.
See, my first thought was this is going to make a killing just on Instagram alone.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Is part of the non-disclosure agreement you can't post pictures?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because if that's it, it's going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Because people want to go there. I think they can put up with the no parties and the 12 people. If they can just post pictures, you know, on the court or in the pool or one of the bedrooms or whatever.
I would try to walk that thin line when it comes to no parties. Like, what is technically a party?
What's a party? It's a get-together.
Yeah. Now, it's a kickback.
Yeah.
This is not a party. This is a kickback.
Yeah.
I also failed to mention that it's a minimum 7-night stay, and it would cost $121,000 per week on top of the deposit.
I don't think the money would be a factor if you can do some of this other stuff. There are people who will pay that, you know.
Or you could get all the people amount of people that can be in there.
$10,000 a person, $12,000 a person, whatever.
True, yeah, yeah.
It would sell, but that NDA has me a little skeptical.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Because people want to post.
You want to brag about it.
Of course. That's the whole point of doing it.
Look where I am. Look where I am.
I could go in another mansion if that's the case.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Even with the NDA, like, I guess you couldn't even take photos for yourself to bring back to your, like, not even post on social media. Say some old rich guy who was a Jordan fan. Like, could you even take photos of you with things to go show your family afterwards?
Maybe you couldn't put them in your house, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think... If you can't post anything, this is going to be a horrible investment.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah, it's fair. The house was built in 95. Jordan was trying to sell it for $29 million. Took him 12 years. Finally sold it for $9
million. Yeah.
So not great. But you can go stay in it if you have $120,000 in a week to go spend in Illinois. Callaway released Happy Gilmore Hockey Stick Putters, as Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out shortly. You could get the putter, and you could get the sleeve, the sock sleeve, to cover the hockey stick putter. The only problem is Callaway's selling this. It looks pretty cool, but Callaway's selling it for $500.
Oh, that's nothing.
No?
No, golfers will pay. They pay $500 for putters right now.
But this is more like, I feel like it's like a novelty. Would people actually use this?
Golfers are sick. $500, 713-572-4610. The Happy Gilmore putter, yes or no? $500. I think, now this is going to sell.
Okay.
Yeah. This, right, this I misread is gonna, it. This is going to sell. Well, maybe you didn't. I'm just thinking that's my opinion. I think this is going to go. That all my listeners are going to correct me on this. The putter that was used to win the U.S. Open, I think that sells for about $400.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm forgetting the name of the brand, but it's a very popular brand right now.
So this might do well.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's end on this because it will somewhat segue to the next topic. But Giannis says he will, quote, probably stay with the Bucks. I hate all like the passive aggressiveness that has come to these NBA stars in the league and the whole will they, won't they? Damian Lillard did it for a number of years. Anyways, I'm already tired of this whole Giannis thing of is he going to stay in Milwaukee? Is he going to demand a trade? As we know the phrase, either do it or, you know, get off the pot. I'm already annoyed by this storyline.
Just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Probably. That helps nothing or no one. Yeah.
Ask me if I'm staying here to work for Sports Radio.
Are you going to be here for a while?
Probably. I'm not sure, but I like it here a lot. But okay. Probably so.
Answer the damn question, Figgy.
Yeah. Imagine if someone
You never know. Yeah. You never know. Things that happen. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. Someone said, like, would you want to marry me someday? I'm like, yeah, probably.
Probably. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that. Enough with this, all this. Will they, won't they, trying to hold teams over a barrel, passive-aggressive remarks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just make your decision and stick with it, and let's move on. By the way, 281 says they already pre-ordered the Happy Gilmore putter, so there you go.
Yeah.
I would strongly consider buying the putter. This was someone else just for the nostalgia. If I golfed enough, then hell yeah. So, yeah, I guess there are already a few takers on the $500 Happy Gilmore putter. Can only imagine what
that was. It was a lab putter, L-A-B.
Okay.
That thing goes for about $400. And it's selling like crazy. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Happy Gilmore putter will do well then. Hey, speaking of the NBA, is Jabari Smith now a bargain or a disappointment? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.